Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, Washington, D.C. is where I am at this week. Our report's brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Growers and the North Dakota Ethanol Producers. One of the biggest components of the U.S.-UK trade deal is beef. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus.
Well, we're very excited to see that beef has been included in this agreement in principle between the United States and the United Kingdom. This is something that NCBA has been working on for many years, really trying to work with the British government and with British stakeholders to help them understand how we raise cattle and the high quality standards that we use here. I think that the fact that beef has been included in this overall agreement in principle, I think that just speaks to the importance that agriculture plays in trade and specifically to beef. We've got a great product. We know that we have a really good opportunity ahead of us in the United Kingdom, and we're very grateful to President Trump for taking the lead on this and making sure that we were going to be part of that deal.
Kent, tell us about some of the work NCBA has done to push for a trade agreement with the UK and everything we did to lead up to this announcement.
Well, you know, for the last few years, we've really tried to build relationships with a lot of the leadership within the British government. And even as that leadership has changed hands, we've really tried to work with whoever's in charge and the other folks there to help them understand how we raise beef, how we raise cattle. And so we've been in London. We've hosted some of their officials here. We've engaged a lot with our counterparts in the UK. And what we found is that there's a lot of similarities in how we raise cattle and really the values that we place there. So, this is a market that has come out of the European Union, but they've been fed a lot of that misinformation about U.S. production practices over the years. So it's been important for us to have that direct engagement and to really work with them to dispel some of that misinformation. And I think when you look at the high quality standards that we use through the Beef Quality Assurance Program, if you look at the overall quality of production that we have, that is something that resonates with British consumers, and I think that is something that they will continue to benefit from. But NCBA will continue to engage not only with the people that are negotiating these deals and helping them kind of navigate some of the technical aspects there, but on the backside of that, we're really going to engage with the British market, the British public, to talk more about all the positive attributes of cattle production and beef production here in the United States.
NCBA's Ethan Lane.
It's incredibly gratifying for U.S. cattle producers after years of engagement and relationship building, both with government officials in the United Kingdom as well as with British cattle producers, to have this result where right out of the gate with the president's aggressive action on trade, we have language coming together for a U.S.-UK deal that includes not just agriculture, but dramatically increased beef access for the United States. This is a market we've had our eye on, given some of the broad sort of cultural and historical connections between the U.S. and the United Kingdom. This is a natural fit for us and something we're really excited about. And quite frankly, we're delighted that the President, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, and others are talking about the fact that this is a real centerpiece of this deal. I can't imagine a better way to say it than the way Secretary Rollins did during the press conference today when she referred to U.S. beef as the crown jewel of American agriculture. We frankly couldn't have said it better ourselves.
Following the announcement of the trade deal with the United Kingdom, the president appeared to dial down his rhetoric about China, saying the U.S. and China were going to have a very good relationship. Asked by a reporter if he will consider lowering tariffs if talks go well, the president said, it could be. I mean, we're going to see. He continued, right now you can't get any higher. It's at 145%, so we know it's coming down. I think we're going to have a very good relationship. Scott Bessent, U.S. Treasury Secretary, and Jameson Greer, U.S. Trade Representative, will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Geneva this weekend. The president said, if they open up the country, that'll be the best thing China ever did for itself. They don't know that yet because it's been a different system, but that'll be the greatest thing that ever happened to China. The people will be happier. They will buy for less. They will see things that they never saw before. By the way, in a sign the deal was hastily put together, the announcement was delayed by about 45 minutes while the final details were signed off. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the weather forecast.